This is an I Am Listening exclusive podcast.
With all our different likes and dislikes, we accept that and we compromise and we carry on. And I think everyone has to do that with every relationship. Nothing's perfect. There's no perfect relationship. So it's all compromise and live and let live.
You are listening to the Don't Be a Stranger podcast. On each episode, I'll be travelling across the UK to interview members of the general public anonymously on various topics that crop up in all of our lives. Psychological studies have even suggested that when in conversation with a stranger, they can actually reveal more information than to someone in their own social circle. So whilst I traipse across the UK in locations such as parks, cafes, seasides and high streets, you can sit back, relax and listen to the tales and perspectives of the members of our general public. Every relationship is unique and appearances can be deceiving. Regardless of whether you're single or in a partnership, everyone has their own desires and needs within a relationship. Some may have discovered a compatible partner as early as their school years, while others may have believed that they found the one only to realise that they were mistaken. And some of us are still searching for our ideal match. The underlying point is that in a world populated by 7.8 billion people, there is no universal guidebook for finding love. And once found, for nurturing and sustaining a strong bond. If you're familiar with the Don't Be a Stranger podcast, you'll know that I previously took to the streets of Great Britain to inquire about strangers' dating experiences. But what if I were to approach couples in public and delve into their relationships? I met this first couple in Camden Lock where they told me that their story from strangers to lovers will be one that I haven't heard of before.
I'm intrigued. I'm going to crouch down. So for the listeners, are you two a couple?
Yes.
We are, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you meet?
We met on an estancia in Patagonia where I was volunteering, well, training for a horse race, working as a horse riding guide, and he's a fishing guide. And we met in a lodge in Patagonia.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
so were you guys both solo or were you with groups of people already when you were out?
I was working in the lodge and he was like guiding groups of people coming through as well. So yeah, we're part of the team basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how long ago was that? How long have you been together for?
That was what, like 18 months? No, longer. Almost 2 years. That was in November of 2021 and we started dating in February. So almost 18 months ago.
This isn't one of my questions that I normally ask people, but I'm just intrigued because I've gone solo traveling before and I've had a holiday romance or two or three. And, oh God, my mum's listening. I've just said that. So anyway, when I have, it hasn't really followed through to anything serious. So like, how did you guys know that this isn't just a holiday romance?
Do you want to answer that one? How did you know it wasn't just a holiday romance?
It wasn't a holiday romance. I think we knew it when we first saw each other. There was like a really strong connection. I don't know why.
Like it's cliche, but like when you know.
So strong. Yeah. Yeah, not normal. I mean, for me, it never happened like that before. So it was a very strong connection, yeah.
So you said that when you knew, you knew. What was your first impression of each other then?
God, he's tall was my first thought. And I was like, God, he's really nice. And then, yeah, just kind of went from there over a few months, really, didn't it?
Yeah. First impression I had was her hair because I saw her from the back. So I saw the curly hair. And I love the curly hair. And then when we started chatting, I thought she was really smart. And and so that was it.
You are. So do you now live in England?
No, so he's visiting. We live in Patagonia. He's Argentinian and I live in Argentina. And we live in Patagonia and I'm here for a few months. I'm Scottish, but I used to live in London. Long story. So I'm visiting here. So we're here for a few days. We're going to Scotland tomorrow. He's here for 2 weeks. He goes back to Argentina. I'm traveling for a few months and then I go back.
How are you finding it when you're sort of like not together, sort of doing a bit of long distance? I'm really asking the juicy questions here.
It's fine. It's not ideal, is it? It's not as much fun when you're not together, but it's fine. We're surviving.
I think we can survive, yeah, but it's hard.
Yeah.
I think we can survive because we love each other too, a lot. So, no, that's the reason we can make it. yeah, it's quite strong, so we can make it.
I'm actually surprised by the amount of long distance couples I've been going up to. Like, there's quite a few. I don't know if it's just like in this London area where people then visit and they like reunite in London, but I've come across quite a few. Do you believe in soulmates?
Yeah.
What is soulmates?
Melia
Lananka.
Oh,
yeah. We do believe in soulmates. Yeah. Actually, we talk about that a lot. Yes. Yeah.
I think now you're oversharing, but.
No, we love a bit of oversharing. It's one of the reasons why I do this podcast. And what about love at first sight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I
so.
Think so. only after this. I thought it was total bullshit before. And yeah, this has been quite love at first sighty. Yeah. I would say.
What I love is that you instantly went to say no and then you looked at your partner and then you went, yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
I have to say yes at this point in time. Yeah.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I do believe, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, before didn't happen to me, and yeah, when we met, it happened. I think it was a first sight. Yeah.
This isn't me thinking that you'd have challenges, but if you do have any like struggles, arguments, lovers' tiffs, how do you sort of like resolve it? What's your like secret to having like a strong relationship?
Don't have a discussion when you're both still like emotional, when it's just happened. Like, you need to calm down and go away and think about it separately before you come back and talk about it, because if you're there in the heat of the moment, you both say stuff you don't mean, and then it's way harder to roll back from. Whereas if you sort of step away from it and give it some time and then come and talk about it, you're both much more rational, I think.
About you, what do you think the secret is to a strong relationship?
Well, I think communication, no? Like, being able to express what you feel, you know, and tell, you know, I feel like this or like that. In a good way, obviously, without being, you know, aggressive or anything. So I think that's important. Try to communicate everything and talk. Yeah.
Similar sort of answers with the communication, but you're just sort of saying, before I communicate, have a minute to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Take a deep breath and then communicate.
Now, have you ever had a work crush? Well, this couple did, and I spoke to them 56 years later.
I'm going up to couples today. Are you two a couple?
Yes, we are.
You are. And how long have you been together for?
56 years today, in fact.
Oh my God, congratulations. 56 years, that's a long time to be together. How did you meet?
How did we meet? At work.
What did you do?
Well, we worked in various offices.
In local government, and we worked, I visited offices, and Linda worked in the same area that I worked in.
So he was an auditor and he audited my accounts.
Oh my God. You met at work. What was your first impressions of each other?
Well, I think we probably fancied each other, didn't we?
Yes. Well, I was probably about 21 then, so.
Well, I was 18. So you, yeah, 18,
wow.
22.
So what was it like getting into a relationship at such a young age? Did it just feel right then?
Well, that's what you did in those days. We got married when I was 20, and that wasn't young by any means. You know, that was friends of mine had married before 20, so yeah. It was just the normal thing to do.
And what was it like working together? So how long did you end up working together for?
Well, we didn't work closely together, but just in the same area, you know, the same.
Yeah. So you've been together 56 years. If there is a bicker, how do you guys resolve it?
I think we've got better at it as we've got older, haven't we?
Yes. Yeah. Like you have to compromise on things, and you get to know what each other wants. And so we're very happy still, aren't we?
Yep, happy.
Long-distance relationships are becoming more common with the help of the evolving digital world. But could you live over 3,000 miles from your partner?
How long have you been together?
It'll be 7 years this year, yeah.
How did you meet?
So we're actually long distance. So we met in Manchester. I was studying comedy. She was studying fashion.
I studied abroad for a semester, and he went to a different school, but it was like in the same city in Manchester, so we just kind of met. And
where are you from then? So if you went to study in Manchester?
I'm from Buffalo, New York, which would be, I think the closest city would be Niagara Falls that you guys would know.
How have you managed doing long distance then? Because to some people would turn their nose up at it straight away, but it's obviously working. So how do you manage that?
I think FaceTime's very helpful. Because obviously if you couldn't talk to each other every day, it'd be really difficult. But also, like, I think for me, trust is really important. Because if you don't trust the other person, you know, you've got no way of knowing what they're doing 24 hours a day. So it's like, if you don't have trust, you don't really have anything, really. And it'll just fall apart.
I have, like, family and stuff thought about it when you've told them that you're managing this long distance.
I feel like they were really supportive, like, from the get-go. I don't think that there was any, like, reservations. At least not on my side. I don't know about your family.
I think because we met from the off, like, in person, it wasn't weird. But sometimes, yeah, like, with long-distance relationships, you see people online be like, oh, I've met this guy, he lives in, like, Australia. We've not met in person, but we were talking for 9 months. Like, you're always like, oh, okay, that's a bit dodgy. But because we met in person, I think people just didn't really have a problem with it.
How would you describe your relationship?
No, that's funny you say that. I was thinking about this morning. I feel like we're kind of more buddies and friends. Like, we do things together that, like we like to shop, and I don't think a lot of guys would necessarily want to, like, go charity shopping and stuff like that, but he does, and yeah, that's what we do together when we're actually, like, together and when we're not long distance.
I think it's important to, like, be friends first, because so many people just hook up because they fancy each other and just to get it on, and then when they realise that the other person's, like, really boring or just not their cup of tea, just never works out. Like, so I think it's always good to, like, get on really well first and have a laugh and just be goofy together.
If you had one piece of advice that you'd give, like, your younger self, it could be about anything, just something that you wish you'd known sooner, do you know what it would be? Something you could tell the younger version of you?
Take more risks and probably actually join groups in school and try to be more, I don't know, what do you call it, like, social?
I'd probably say don't stress out about, like, opportunities and stuff. Like, if it's meant for you, it'll happen. And if it doesn't, then it probably wasn't right for you anyway.
Something like that's happened that's made you have that opinion?
So I work in, like, TV and, like, acting and, like, write comedy and stuff. And sometimes you get gigs come through and you're like, oh, I really want this one. But then it doesn't work out, and then something else normally comes after. And you wouldn't have got that without the other thing failing first.
Sometimes a holiday romance doesn't always fizzle out. I met this next couple in St. Ives in Cornwall, and they told me their story.
Are you two together? Are you a couple?
Yes.
And how did you meet?
In a beer cellar.
How long have you been together for?
1974.
We've been married 47 years and we've been together 49 years.
So you said that you met in a beer cellar. What was your first impression of each other?
This beer cellar was in Jersey. Jen was a teacher and I was a chef in a hotel. So she'd finished the end of their term, three of them or four of them having a drink. And we used to have every Wednesday, used to about 15 of us go for the night in the beer cellar after you finished the hotel.
Yeah.
I stayed behind with two lads because of the midweek bookings. The chef had a night off early. When we got there, we couldn't get on the seats, so I bumped into Jen and her friends in another table, and that's how we met.
And when it came to the end of the evening, as you can tell, he can talk the hind legs off a donkey. We were the only two left, and he said to me, oh, I suppose I better walk you home now.
And then she said, I said, where are you living? She says, Havdapar. I said, oh, Christ, the other end of town.
And it's been like that ever since.
Some things just don't change, do they? So how old were you, if you don't mind me asking, when that was?
I was 22. Because I left college at 21, so 22.
24. Yeah, I was just short of 26.
Were you looking for a relationship at the time?
No. I think you just... times are different. And everybody, when we, for instance, worked in Jersey, totally different them days. People went for the summer season, your discos or whatever. Totally different now.
I did an episode where I went up to singles and I asked them, like, what's your opinion on dating apps and stuff like that. So for two people that met organically and now dating apps have evolved, what is sort of your opinion on them?
I think when they pops first started, there might have been some merit in them, but I think now they're just horrible because they're used for one night stands, and I think that is horrid. And I wish lots of people, when we were young, used to meet in clubs, nightclubs, and that doesn't happen anymore. And it seems the norm to go on dating apps, and if you strike lucky, you're bloody lucky. Sorry.
How would you describe your relationship?
Mixed. We're together in spite of, but we're together. That's the main thing.
Yeah. It's you forget, with two daughters, one's 40 and the other's 41 this year. The thing is, when you're working, a third of everybody at work, nearly half your day's out of the house with somebody else, so you just get on with it, don't you?
Together when you retire.
That's it, when you retire. You know, people said to me about the lockdown with the COVID. I said, when you retire, you get locked down anyway, because unless you want to go out spending, you stay in the house, don't you? Yeah, I didn't expect that, did you?
Love him.
So what has it been like, so where you've worked your whole life, where you're spending days apart from each other, and then are you both retired now? So now you're spending a lot of time together. How has that been? What was the transition like to that? Good, bad, ugly?
It was all right, wasn't it? We've had more time to go on holiday and have little breaks like this. Yeah. And do things together and separately. Yeah.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Yes, you've got to. I mean, I guess we are to a certain level, and I think our elder daughter and her husband are soulmates, definitely.
So when you look at them, what sort of suggests to you that they're soulmates?
They can predict what the other's likely to react. They can honestly say what looks good on them clothes-wise.
They were together 3 or 4 years before they got married, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Living together.
Yeah, they met in a pub.
We've told them they can't divorce anyway. It cost a fortune for the wedding.
You have to stay together.
So each year it comes down per year. You know, the average cost of that wedding.
What do you think the secret is to, like, a strong and healthy relationship?
Time apart. And having your own interests and your own groups of friends. Well, for me it is. I think that's more so for women, because you don't have so many friends, do you?
When I were at work, that's totally different, but that's only working colleagues, isn't it? Yeah, I'm just quite happy toodling around the garden or messing about with the car or a bit of DIY. That I'm quite happy.
And if you do bicker, how do you sort of like resolve it? What's the key to that?
I wouldn't say we were bickering. We had a light moment about an hour ago trying to park the car here and catch it.
Oh, God, I'm bringing it back up.
With that and anything else, we ignore each other for a moment and then the temperature cools and we can begin to mend it all.
You know what, it's so funny you said that, because this is my second time in St Ives, and I actually came here with my ex-boyfriend. We had the same argument over the parking here. It's a nightmare, but we didn't sort of calm down. We would just keep bickering, and then that's when we realized we're not right for each other. Maybe we're not soulmates. So that would be your advice,
just a little bit of space. Yeah.
I agree with that.
I'm sure by now you've heard of the phrase love bombing, but this next couple met in the home of bath bombs. So first of all, are you two a couple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you meet?
I was looking boxes at Lush and she was in the shop floor.
Yeah, I was on sales and he was on stock.
How long have you been together for?
About almost 3 years.
So you guys met at work. That's quite a cool way to meet. What was your first impressions of each other?
So she helped me out one day in the back. And I just remember this lass is absolutely terrified. I always thought she was great, very sweet, but like I say, just very quiet. Stood over in the shower section looking about.
Yeah, I was very nervous. Didn't really know how to speak to him because I just had a big crush on him.
I feel like a work crush as well is like you don't really know how to play it, because if it's someone in a bar, you can go up to them and say something and then you might never see them again. Whereas with work, like, I feel like you have to play it a bit more carefully. So I probably would be nervous as well. If you met the parents, how did that go? Like, whenever I've got like a new boyfriend, that's always like such a big deal for me. So like, what was that experience like meeting the parents?
It was good. Our folks are actually very similar. Like, our mums are very similar. And I've got an engineering background and her dad's an engineer. So I just talked to him about pumps all day. And he just...
You got common ground.
Yeah, my parents absolutely love him. And like, dad and him, when they talk about pumps, they could go on for hours.
More interesting than you think.
I'm not too sure. What do you think the secret to keeping your relationship strong is?
I think you're a big reason for that. I think you're very thoughtful and you're always willing to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and I think that helps.
I just think we work well as a team and we're like best friends.
She slid into my DMs and said, "Do you want to talk about monkeys?" And I was like, "Yes, I do."
I'm in. And if there is ever like a time that you disagree on something, how do you like work through it? What are you guys like in a disagreement? I'm being so nosy.
I always remember that time when, I can't remember what we fell out over, but I remember we got in bed and I just turned to you and I was like, "Can we be friends now?" And you're like, "Yeah." I can't really remember. Like, we like I say, we don't really fall out that much. We don't have blazing rattles.
No, like, well, and if it is, it's like over an hour later. Like, we're just like over it. We just want to be friends again.
Yeah, I think both of us have had like relationships in the past where it's just not been healthy.
Yeah.
And I think we're just over it. Yeah. So like we just really like. That especially is really like clicks with us.
Yeah, definitely. Every day is just easy. We just work well together.
How would you feel if your friends or family set up an online dating profile for you? Let's find out how the last couple on today's episode coincidentally met under very similar circumstances.
So you two are a couple?
Yes.
And how long have you been together for?
6 years.
6 years.
How did you meet, if you don't mind me asking?
Online.
Online.
Okay, because I've just been going around interviewing those people, and one of my questions is what do you think about like dating apps and meeting people online rather than in person?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, and certainly at our age where you're tied in with a certain set of friends and you don't get to meet anyone new, so it worked out very well for us.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, I totally agree.
So what made you initially want to sort of sit down and go, right, that's it, I'm going to go on the dating app?
My daughter did it.
Really?
Yeah, she did it all.
Yeah. My best friend.
No way. So you both got like set up on there. No, I've never heard of anyone doing that before. That's such a weird coincidence. So do you guys believe in soulmates?
No.
No, I don't think I do, actually. No.
And why is that? What do you... So you think there's more than one person out there for everyone?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I agree, yeah.
And different times in your life, you know, you meet different people that you might not have thought were a good match earlier on, but turns out they are.
So what was your sort of... When you're on the dating apps, how did you know, right, I want to meet this person? Because obviously I'm guessing you weren't the only two that matched together. You probably matched other people before you found each other. And what made you be like... We want to meet.
You picked up on the fact that I put down I didn't like cheese.
Yeah, I thought that was very bizarre.
So did you write that in the profile, or did your daughter?
I think I suggested it as a as a foible.
It is a foible. But also your pictures were really lovely, and you had pictures of you with your grandson, and which was very nice, you know, says something about somebody, I think. So
yeah,
just a nice chap, which is true.
And who suggested to meet first? Which one of you was it?
Well, I don't know, because these days you end up going on WhatsApp, then you go on WhatsApp video.
And yeah, it sort of progresses up, doesn't it, when you meet online?
It's not like the old-fashioned blind date when you think, oh, no, there's that lady with a carnation in her lapel.
Oh, no. We did talk for ages, actually, didn't we, before we met. Yeah. It's a long time. Months.
And you sort of did like a video call, did you, before you met?
Yeah, so definitely.
None of that catfish business.
No catfishing involved. I know what that is, but there wasn't any.
Not that I know what catfish is.
Catfish is when people use online dating apps, sometimes people can just completely fake who they are. So they'll upload these photos, maybe like model-like pictures, and then you go up and meet them, and it's not the person you saw online. What would you have done if you went on a date and you were faced with a catfish? Now you know what it is.
I would give my apologies and leave rapidly.
I think we both had dodgy. We did both have dodgy, slightly dodgy experiences before we met each other, in terms of how suitable or not people were.
I found that was more personality, though.
Yes, think, oh, yes, no. yes, definitely. Not the way they looked.
I'm bored stiff, and I've only been here 20 seconds. How do I get out of this?
So what was the bad experience that you had? Was it similar, that there was nothing in common, or...?
Nothing at all, nothing. He spoke to me at length about how he bought 6 chicken breasts a week and made them into his six dinners. I, you know, it was just like...
I don't know how I'd even respond to that on date number one as well.
Yes, yeah, that was the one and only. Yeah.
Have you had any other embarrassing dating experiences in your life?
No, not really. No, but I think before online dating, you can control it a bit more, can't you?
Yeah, it's less left to chance.
Yeah. I remember having lunch with this woman, and she didn't look entirely the same, which wasn't a major problem, but she was telling me that she just lost her third husband 3 months ago, and I thought, and she was really boring as well as losing 3 husbands. I thought, so I thought, no.
Yeah.
No, she could... She might poison my food.
I don't want to be the fourth in those stats, to be honest. I guess that's also another thing of, like, on a first date is how much information do you reveal? Like, you want someone to be upfront and honest, but sometimes when they reveal too much, it scares you away a little bit, I guess. Have you guys had any sort of, like, rocks in the road where in your relationship? And if so, like, how do you work on them?
We haven't at all. We get on really well. Yeah, we get on really well.
Yeah,
we have absolutely nothing in common. Absolutely nothing in common.
So a lot of people that I've been asking say we share similar interests and they think that's quite important in a relationship. You don't think so?
Obviously not. It seems to work.
We've got three children each, and they are sort of central to both of our lives, I think, which is a very big thing. So sort of morally and values wise, we're exactly the same.
But we don't agree on food. Sarah drinks, I don't drink. I like rock and soul music. She likes Ed Sheeran. And Fisherman's Friends. I've got to go and see on Thursday. That's what you do for true love, see? Go and watch Fisherman's Friends. So we have nothing in common at all. You know.
So how did you, if you don't mind me asking, how did you get to the point that you're having kids and you're together for this long if you don't, when you were dating initially, you don't share the same food interests, music interests? Well, did that make it sort of more, like, uplifting and entertaining and funny almost?
Well, we both like the open spaces, which I can see there isn't many of in St Ives, and we've got the same values about family, and we just when we talk about, you know, current affairs and everyday things, that we do link up on those things, but we're always looking at houses, so we like the same houses and we like the same part of the world as well.
Yeah. You do have some interest, but then also, like, the day-to-day stuff probably just makes it quite fun and different. You don't want to be the exact same as someone.
Very busy, separately. Yeah. So we don't
We do spend time apart as well, which I think is quite healthy. But yeah, there we are, that's it.
My final question for you is, if you, like, what sort of thing or is keeping you guys strong? Like, what is the secret, do you think, to a strong relationship for you?
I think live and let live, and you do have to compromise, like, with all our different likes and dislikes, we accept that and we compromise and we carry on, and I think everyone has to do that with every relationship. Nothing's perfect. There's no perfect relationship, so it's all compromise and live and let live.
There's a lot of kindness going on, isn't there?
That goes with the compromise.
And the children all get on with each other as well. They're all older, so we're lucky. Mm. But they all get on, and the families get on. It just works.
Actually, I just spotted a cafe. Let's go in there. No.
So let's go and find another.
let's go do a podcast instead.
That marks the end of today's episode. If, like me, you enjoyed having a nosy into different couples' dynamics and stories, you'll be pleased to know that in next week's episode, I meet the couple who met on Zoom and travelled to the opposite side of the world for a 30-day first date. To see more content and advice from the strangers that I meet along the way, make sure to follow Don't Be a Stranger podcast on Instagram and TikTok, and check out our website, don'tbeastranger.co.uk. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll catch you on next week's episode.
This has been an I Am Listening original podcast. For more information, head over to our website at im-listening.co.uk.